On August 2, 2007, Deconstructing Dinner slowed down for a broadcast entitled Slow is Beautiful, the title of a book by author Cecile Andrews.
Slow is Beautiful deconstructs our consumer-driven society in order to understand how we perceive happiness, what factors influence this perception, and how it affects our ability to feel alive and live our lives as deeply as we possibly can. One of the most important points I took out of the book is that slowing down is, in and of itself, a step in the direction of becoming more ecological citizens. The book even goes so far as to suggest that happiness itself is a precursor to becoming more environmentally responsible.
I mean, the big thing is everybody wants to be happy. But if we don't understand what happiness is, if we don't understand how our corporate society undermines it, everything we do, it won't work. And so slow became for me this kind of a metaphor to challenge our corporate consumer society, which is the fast society.
Today we seek happiness through all of the items we purchase, from gasoline for our cars to houses to cell phones, and historically, having more things did indeed make us happy. But what we really needed was food. And as food is now available in abundance, our drive to acquire more and more things continues.
And this is why it's so important to deconstruct things. Because in the past, in this culture, and particularly in America and Canada, because we're young cultures, getting more did make us happier. Because we began with very little. And so, you know, you wanted more so you could feel you had enough to eat, you had enough security. And so it used to work, but it doesn't work anymore. It's like our tragic flaw. And the idea that cultures die when they keep doing what used to work, and they don't stop and look to ask themselves, is it still working? And it's not working in this culture. I mean, food represents so much. Your relationship to food almost is your relationship to life. People have a sense of emptiness, and they're trying to fill it by constantly eating. And so food becomes the symbol of not stopping to think about the quality of what you have. You know, so if I take in every little experience and don't even say, is this a quality experience, it's not going to lead to happiness. And so if you stop to think about, well, your relationship with food, maybe you change the rest of your approach to life.
And so if food is a metaphor for life, does this suggest that we are also experiencing other parts of our life, whether it be work, relationships, or leisure, and not fully tasting those? We have become so out of touch with where we live that most of us now seek pleasure from anywhere but where we actually call home. It's this perception of what makes us happy, this continual consumption and ongoing desire to go on distant vacations and purchase items produced thousands of kilometers away, that is fueling our rapidly changing climate. And so now, here we exist at a time where more than ever, we need to redefine what makes us happy.
First we realize what doesn't make us happy. Then we have to realize what does make us happy. And it's very, very clear, once again, it's our relationships with other people and strong, caring relationships. We point out all the problems in this society. We're really very good at that. But we have to give people a vision because that's what gives them energy. And one of the experiences of that vision is what's going on with farmers' markets these days. And Bill McKibben, in his new book, Deep Economy, says that in farmers' markets, there are 10 times the number of conversations that you have in a supermarket.
One recurring comment received about the content of Deconstructing Dinner is that a lot of the information learned on this program of what is going on behind the scenes of our food system can make one feel guilty, maybe sad, maybe angry. Now, it would appear that what this is a fear of being mindful. But Cecile Andrews would disagree that such fears should even exist, in that being mindful is indeed a necessary step to becoming happier. It's an interesting idea that there is a connection between ecological responsibility and social well-being, that before one can truly embrace life and be happy, one must first become more mindful of one's actions.
Theodore Roszak, who has done many books that I really, really love, says that now the needs of people on the planet are one. And as we pursue happiness, we become more ecologically mindful because we're not focused on the consumer society. And the consumer society destroys. And so the same mindset that destroys nature also is destroying personal relationships. But mindfulness is also like, wow, you know, going through your day in a way that you notice things, that you connect with it. And if you're going fast through your day, you're not noticing anything. You're not experiencing happiness. I mean, here we are in this beautiful sunny day, and I've been sitting out in my backyard, and it's just like, oh, wow, this is so beautiful. And the word, again, from food, when we talk about savoring our food, we're talking about savoring our lives, savoring your day as you go through it.
This broadcast of Deconstructing Dinner marks the 100th episode of the show. Launched in January 2006 at Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY, in Nelson, British Columbia, Deconstructing Dinner has since made its way onto dozens of stations across Canada and many more around the world. To celebrate 100 episodes, this broadcast is featuring highlights aired between May and September of 2007. Accompanying the broadcast is a soundtrack of music to help weave you through these highlights. Should these segments inspire more in-depth listening into the topics, the full one-hour shows can be found through the website at deconstructingdinner.ca. The website is now the archive for over 100 episodes of the show.